Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Two, three, four.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
Five, seven,
eight.
Hello,
ladies. Nine, 11.
Elvis Duran presents.
12,
13, 14, 15. The 15-minute morning show.
That was the best intro
said,
I ever
let's
heard.
Let's go.
God. No one told me. pay attention to the cues. God, be in the moment.
Nate, is that green? Is it an auto? Oh, you can't tell.
Just for this moment.
Okay, good. All right, thanks.
The 15-Minute Morning Show podcast. We got a full house, actually. There's Scotty B in the... There he is. There he is. Oh, I just saw Diamond for a second. Where's Diamond? Let's look at Diamond. There she is there.
Okay. She has no idea we're talking.
Being effective as always. But back to Scotty B in the... Scotty B's in the Serial Killers podcast room.
Hi there.
Here's Gandhi and Scary.
Hi.
And there's Garrett, who brought his kid to work today.
Yep.
And there's Danielle.
Hello.
And here's Straight Nate, who just burped up the most god-awful
Sorry.
Banana smell.
Sorry.
Oh, my God. That was rank. And I'm your host, Elvis Duran.
Hey, can we check back in with Diamond one more time?
Yeah.
How's Diamond doing? There she is.
What other cameras do you have access to, Deanna? Is there any that we...
Let's see. I don't know. If you're listening
outside,
to this, we'll describe...
Oh,
no, Froggy. We see Froggy just sitting there.
Oh, hey! There's another one. Okay.
All right. Here we go. So we are back for the 15-Minute Morning Show podcast. You said you had something you wanted to kick
so
it off with.
Today is Bring Your Kid to Work Day.
Right.
Child Garrett, you
yep.
brought your son. And Scotty B, you brought your daughter.
I did.
But did we have this when I was little? I don't remember.
It was Bring Your Daughter to Work Day.
I used to go to work with my mom all the time.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like
my grandfather used to take me.
Okay, I get that you went.
I used to go, too.
Was it
yeah.
a featured day
yeah.
of the
no,
year?
No, not for me.
Oh, for us
I didn't
it was.
Have it.
Yeah, I think it was.
We were a youngin'.
But Danielle's older than Nate, and she had it.
I'm pretty sure we had it, because I remember my grandfather took me.
Just like my dad just took me. It wasn't a specific day.
Oh. There was a time, like at least growing up for me, where it was take your daughter to work day.
Yes.
And then
right.
recently it turned into take your kid to work
yeah,
day.
Yeah.
Got it.
Well, speaking of...
A big slew of kids just walked by.
Wow. Take your...
Do they have anything planned for the kids here today?
Not anymore.
Just they used to do activities.
They just walk them around.
Budgets
they got
cut.
A cold call clients and trying to make money.
Hey,
Hey, well, how old is Hudson?
8 years old.
Can he run down to the Warwick Bar and get me a martini?
He will.
So, Elvis, if you had bring your kid to work day when you were little, what would it have been like going with your dad to work?
It depended on which of his careers he was in.
Was he the mayor at that point?
Yeah, but that wasn't a full-time job. So.
No. What?
Yeah. My mother
it was like a
my mother
town.
Was a paralegal, so I used to work at the law office she worked at.
Oh, that's
so
cool.
What about you?
So
your dad drove a truck.
Yeah, so I went with him. I think once or twice in the truck, which it was a big rig, and 18-wheeler, and it was I will say that's where I first heard swear words was on the CB radio.
Oh, absolutely.
If you've ever heard truckers on the CB radio. Whew.
That's where the term "he curses like a trucker."
Yeah, yeah. Pretty, it's a tough job. And then I would go with my mom because she was a receptionist at an emergency room.
Mm-hmm.
And so my
is that
job,
when you got the bite for working in the medical world?
No, that's when I fell down a flight of stairs when I was nine. Yeah. But when I was there, I would just wait in the waiting room amongst all these people that had like thumbs severed. seriously, that's kind of what it was like. And then at the end of the day, I would clean up the reception area for her. Because that's what something she had
I would clean up the blood and vomit.
Yeah.
For mom. Well, what about you, Gandhi?
Well, when I would go to work with my mom, I couldn't really spend a lot of time with her because she was a boss. So she like always had meetings all the time. And nobody wants a little kid in there while you're having HR meetings. So she would always pawn me off on someone else, like her admin. Uh-huh. And then the admin would just hand me files and be like, put these in alphabetical order. And I loved it. I felt so efficient. They were like, oh, you're so helpful. How about this file?
Wow.
How about this
file? Back in the day of files.
Yeah. Yeah. Put it, line them up. It was great.
What about you, Scotty?
So my mom was a school secretary at PS200 in Bensonhurst, Brooklyn. I went to school with her one day. I did a lot of standing around, and I had to make some copies and just hang around a little bit.
But she was in the school office?
She was in the school office.
Oh, so they always brought the bad students in to see the principal.
Right. So, yeah. So I would see a lot of kids in transit. But then when, there was a lull, I just kind of just hung out, hey, make a copy of this, whatever, because I knew how to use the copy machine. And then my dad was at Con Edison. So he took me to...
Well, tell everyone what that is.
Con Edison is the electric company for the New York area. And it's like PSE&G for Jersey and vice versa, and so on and so forth. Anyway, so he worked in the electrical field at Farragut down in downtown Brooklyn near the Navy Yards. And I went... he worked out of a trailer because outside the trailer were these electric fields. So I was stuck in the trailer with him because it was kind of dangerous to go walking through all the electricity.
So did your father do that same line of work before you were born?
Yes.
Ah, now we know where you get your personality. Years of electricity exposure with your dad.
He definitely,
Who
even knows what's going on inside his body these days?
Well, yours.
But he worked right there, and it was kind of cool to see that. And, I had fond memories.
That's nice.
But nothing really of any substance,
Garrett's mother worked for Channel 7, the ABC affiliate, did
right.
she not?
Yep, she worked. I had a great growing up between my mom and dad. So my mom worked for ABC. She used to schedule all the commercials for the TV side. And she knew that was kind of boring for me at times, so she would just let me loose in the building. So I would go play on the set of Regis and Kathy Lee at the time.
Right.
I would have my own talk show set. I wouldn't have to pretend. I'd literally have my own talk show set to play on when they weren't recording. Then I would watch the news live. Like, you would be watching it on TV. I would be behind the camera watching the news happen.
How cool.
That was awesome. And I think that's where I got my bug. And then on the other side, my dad was the manager of Toys R Us. So I literally would run around Toys R Us like Kid in the Candy Store or Toy Store and just have my way.
Wow. Okay. So I vote those were two great careers.
Yeah, you win. Yeah, you sure. win so far.
Oh, it's not a competition.
What about you, Danielle?
So when I went with my grandfather, he was a real estate agent. So I remember being in his little office and like filing stuff. But he was also a train conductor. But he never took me on the train. I don't remember that because I think he might have been done with that before I was born. But my dad was a food brokerage guy. So he would go to the different stores and make sure, the La Choy products were where they needed to be. Right. And,
all the Dole pineapple cans.
Right. So I never went with him because he was always traveling from store to store. I don't know how often he was in the office. And then my mom had so many different jobs. She worked for a college at one point. She worked for a morgue at one point.
Wait, a morgue?
Yeah, she would be in the morgue with... when they would do the autopsies or whatever.
Wait, I didn't
in
know
a
this.
Hospital. I forget what the name of the hospital was. I don't know if it was a hospital. I don't remember.
You didn't go with her?
No. This is before I was born.
Would she be holding the liver or weighing a liver? Like, what did she do there?
They would tell her, come in. We've got a body that just came in. Come in and see whatever. I don't know. I'll have to get more details from her.
Yeah, please do.
Because I don't remember what hospital it was or whatever. But she did that. She worked with endangered birds for a while. That she had so many things that she did. So, yeah.
Renaissance woman.
But I never went with her to work.
Well, you know, Scotty B, his father's a court reporter. Still is, right?
Yes. I mean, before I was born, he worked at CBS, and I would have loved to have gone there. He went to the moon launch and everything.
Wow.
Yeah, he was a field producer, and then he got fired. But so, yeah, he was
Why did he get fired?
Well, it was last hired, first fired, because it was layoffs.
Did he produce the filming of the moon landing?
Oh, the fake one?
Yeah.
No. But there is a picture of my mom in a bikini standing on the moon suspiciously. I'm not really sure how that happened.
What?
Yeah. Okay.
So, okay. Anyway,
can I see that?
Yeah, he's a court stenographer.
I just want to make him feel weird,
you know. And he—that's the guy in the court that did that on the little machine. And I was so uninterested that anytime I would go with him in the courthouse, I would find myself where the vending machines are and trying to get people to buy stuff for me from the
court
vending.
Proceedings are so slow and methodical and gross and boring.
Yeah, it is boring. And he still does it now. And now he's deaf, so I can't even imagine what he's taking down wrong now.
But inaccessible.
A deaf stenographer.
I'm fascinated by those keyboards that they use.
Yeah,
it's
evolved so much over time. Like, he used to come to my classroom when I was a kid and type the paper out and write the kids' names on the shorthand. But now it's all digital. And
that's
just
like my mom learned when she was a secretary. She learned shorthand. So anytime she didn't want to see us kids to see what she was writing, she would write it. It's like another language.
Same thing. My mother did shorthand too. So you would look at the back of a Christmas present under the tree and it would have this little
dee-dee-dee. Yes. Dee-dee.
I'm like, what is it? So 1 year I learned.
Oh, really?
And then she had to learn how to right, shithead. Yeah. Sure.
I think my mom did that too. Stenographer, she said.
Yeah.
So my mom knew shorthand as well.
Did they teach that in school back then? I think they did.
Used to, yeah.
If women wanted to be in the workforce,
you
had to type so many words per hour on a typewriter.
Yeah, my mom would tell me stories in the 60s when she worked in a law office. She said, you ever see Mad Men, the TV show on AMC? It was just like that. Guys coming in, drunk, smoking cigarettes, leaving for 4-hour lunches.
Wow.
She was part of the typing pool.
So they'd have her type up all this stuff because none of them knew how to type. None of them knew how to do anything. She would go take dictation, letters.
No computers, no.
Yeah, she'd be on a typewriter. And
the dictation machine was my favorite. I used to play around with that when I was a kid. That was like the first microphone I ever used because it was like a little reel-to-reel machine, and that's what they were recording.
Did you record
on,
over somebody's deposition?
You know, my mom wanted to be a flight attendant or a stewardess back then because it was such a fancy job.
Oh, yeah.
And they all dressed up so beautifully, and they had their hats, little hats on or whatever. And back then, I don't know if you still have to, but back then you had to live with the other stewardesses.
Yep. Yeah.
Like a little campus thing. Yeah. And my grandfather would not let my mom do it. He put the money down for the school, found out she had to move out, and told her no. And she was not allowed to do it.
Yeah. One of my mom's friends, she was a stewardess. I guess that's what you called them back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
And she lived with five other stewardesses. Yeah. And their place got broken into, and somebody stole all of their uniforms and all that shit.
So,
Scotty, didn't your dad do something with cars and movies?
Well, I mean, not as a job, but yeah, he has like weird old cars, and they're all registered with some agency. So he does movies and weddings and commercials and stuff like that.
Oh,
he gets
so cool.
off on that.
I'm learning so much today.
Not like that, Gandhi.
I have an idea. You know, since it was the whole bring your kid to work day, I just thought of this. Why don't we do a bring your parent to work day?
God, no.
Oh, no.
Tony would friggin' light it up here.
He would.
Can't we bring our parents to work?
If I rolled my parents' bodies in here, it would be kind of weird.
I want to see Dick, though. I
beg your
Dick
pardon?
To come.
I've heard that about you.
All right. Yeah, unzip your pants.
You've been trying to figure that one out for years.
I mean, why can't we do that? It's later in life.
You don't want that.
Bring your parent to work day.
Yeah, you should do it.
Would you bring your mom and dad, Gandhi?
Absolutely not.
Yes, you have to.
With a live microphone?
Yeah.
Not a
chance. Absolutely,
I'd
love that.
That would be so good.
We would get kicked off the air in 2 seconds. We'd have massive FCC fines. He thinks things are funny that are not funny or acceptable.
I want to hear your dad unfiltered.
And he cannot be contained.
With that said, we got to get out of here. Your 15-minute morning show podcast is done.
Bye.
Bye.
15-Minute Morning Show.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.